When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away,
I feel like we have our own language. All right. So what you need to know is that you've heard all season long and all during spring training about MLB's terrible uniforms ever since they got those new Nike uniforms with their see-through, their falling apart.
That were sold through Fanatics. Right.
Yeah, and the lettering is terrible. Well,
right.
The nightmare will soon be over because
I did see this somewhere. What are the details, though? I didn't see the details.
So MLB announced earlier this morning that alterations will be made for 2025 to address the concerns that players have expressed in spring training. Two of the biggest issues are the smaller lettering on the back of the jerseys for their names, which does look pretty chintzy and like ridiculous. Like it looks cheap, just super cheap. They're going to fix that. And then they're also going to use a new material because almost all of them are see-through at this point. So they're going to modify the uniforms to have larger lettering and individually customized pants for all players, in addition to better quality zippers, stitching, and like I said, fabrics. So it's not just the player jerseys. The fan jerseys are also going to come into effect for that. But they're not going to start doing it until next season. So you still got to live with them for the rest of this year.
Okay, good.
It just they just look so like Bush League, you know?
They definitely looked cheap. It looked like something you bought, like store-bought brand, not official. You know what I mean?
They look like the ones that you get online on those, you know, those websites where you get like the knockoffs.
Yeah, the knockoffs.
Yeah,
right.
That's what they look like.
That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, just the 90 minutes from wherever you are. By the way, it's time for the Wabba Grill Sedano and Cap Pop Quiz. Be caller number 7 right now to 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-3776. And correctly answer the question related to this week's Sedano and Cap show, and you'll win a Wabba Grill gift card. Wabba Grill, eat smart, be healthy. Linz, do we have the question?
Should we give it on the air first?
Ooh.
Or you're saying like you have to just get caller 7 and then we ask them like live on the air?
Yes. I mean, we could do it however we want. I feel like it's always better if you try and get somebody that we don't,
okay, that's fine.
Know it. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, so let us know when you have caller 7. Cappy, you're back.
Am I back? Yeah, I'm back.
Everything okay?
Yeah. So you know how the other day you had that whole situation happen where your alarm went off?
Yeah.
My daughter just calls me, right? And she's at home.
Right.
And she's like, and she got into a car accident, right? She's 17.
It's Julia.
Yeah. So this is like her first fender bender. Mm-hmm. And she's calling me, and you can imagine that when you're a 17-year-old little girl and you're getting into your first fender bender, it's not good.
And did she call Jacob?
She hasn't yet, but I think she's going to have to call Jacob.
Call Jacob, 844-24 Jacob. You get into an accident.
Right. So anyway, so now here's where my tech problems come into and become a big issue. You ready? Mm-hmm. So when I switched over my phone, I had to like log in to a lot of different accounts, you know, things that I needed to re-log into.
Right.
And so my,
and you don't have the passwords.
So my auto insurance like needs me to like log in, and I'm like, wait a second. I always used Face ID. Now you're asking me to log in and I can't figure it out. And when I am changing my passwords and everything, it's going to like my other daughter's phone. I mean, what a disaster, man. What a freaking disaster.
You are so like technologically screwed up, man.
Well, I mean, dude, I got this new phone.
Hey, man, how about you get yourself some technological savvy there, babe?
Hey, man, I thought I was getting a new phone. I was updating to the iPhone 15 Pro Plus,
right, but
babe.
The problem is when you upgrade to the iPhone 15 for the first time and you log into the apps for the first time, you need to log in with the password, and then you can do the, you know, face recognition.
I got it, babe, but now I'm felling over here. You know what I'm saying to you? Okay, I'm getting like a little spilkish in my gonictagazoink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it, babe.
And so now I'm having to like
figure this out.
And the worst part of it is that she's like, I hit a guy, his car, not him. She's like, so I slammed on my brakes and I rear-ended the guy. and it would be fine, but the guy has a rental car, and he's calling the rental car company, and I'm like, well, they're not going to, the police don't come for, like, little fender benders, yeah, you know? Yeah, they got other things going on, these cops.
Yeah, they don't do that stuff anymore. Yeah.
So then they're trying, she's trying to, you know, exchange the, you know, insurance information, and she don't have it, and I'm trying to get it, and what a nightmare.
Hey, Cappy, do you need some more time off?
Nah, I'm good now.
Okay.
The show must go on, George. All this right, is show Cappy. Business. This is Hollywood. Yeah. Okay.
Do we have caller number 7?
Yes, Big D,
you understand show business, Big D?
None other than a member of the circle, Omar Lopez.
Omar Lopez.
Omar.
There you go. Shout out to Omar. All right, Omar.
Hey, what's up, Jack?
All right, it's time for the Whopper Girl Sedano and Cap Pop quiz. Omar Lopez is on the line. Here's your question. Which legendary musician slash artist did DeAndre know nothing about earlier this week?
What does Five Fingers Say to the Face? Prince.
Yeah, it was Prince. Congratulations, brother. Yeah. You won a Wabba Grill gift card to enjoy dinner with your family. Thanks to Wabba Grill, where kids eat free. Get a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 p.m. and all weekend long. Restrictions apply. You got yourself a gift card, homie. Congrats.
Yep. Boom, boom, bam. Tacos.
There you go.
Omar, what's your story, man? I haven't seen you in a while. What's your deal, bro?
Ooh, what's up, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just chilling, bro. What's up with you? You're over there.
I don't know what you just said. You broke up.
Posted. What's up? How's everyone going?
We're good, bro. Great, man.
But I feel like I haven't seen you since like our Sunday Swagger broadcast, or maybe it was a Black Gold day that we were all hanging out. I miss you, man.
Yeah, though. But
he'll be at the Mandy's, though.
Oh, your phone
sucks, Omar, your phone is crapping
phone
out, bro.
Blows.
All right, let's put Omar on hold. Take care of him, Lindsay. Get him his gift card. Make sure he gets that. Because his phone keeps crapping in and out.
And George, I'll tell you something, man. I was really offended the other day when I saw Omar post in the Circle of Trust. Can someone explain to me what's going on out there right now? Everybody is posting like their inner circle. Like there's something on Twitter right now where you're posting your circle and it's got like the top 50 people around you, right? And then it's got like your Twitter crush. I don't know if that's the people you're following the most or you're communicating with the most. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, George?
I mean, I saw it, but I have not partaken in it, no.
Nor have I. I don't know how to partake in it, and I'm not sure I want to. And I felt like I saw Omar's, and I didn't feel like I was close enough, you know? Because he gave me those really cool weed socks.
Yeah.
You know, he gives everybody socks. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Gave you those Scarface socks.
Yeah.
That's right, man. You got the socks?
Yeah.
I got the stuff. You got the stocks?
Yeah.
So.
So, Cappy.
Yep.
Congratulations to Omar.
Yes, sir.
And courtesy of our friends at Wabba Grill, he'll get a gift card. So there you go.
Hey, listen, I got to go, man. I'm out of here. I don't know what we're doing on the air past 7 o'clock, okay? But I'm out of here. I don't know what we're doing right now.
What do you mean? It's 7 o'clock where you are.
Oh, gosh. Dude, I just looked at...
Did you really think it was
no
past
way.
7 o'clock?
Dude, I just looked at my phone. I'm like, it's 7.09 p.m. I'm out of here. What are we doing?
There's no way.
Yes, I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at my phone. It's 7.09. I didn't realize that Boise wasn't the same time zone as L.A.
I thought it was two hours behind for some reason.
No, Boise is... No, they're in Mountain Time.
The Mountain Time Zone. I didn't know this. I look at my phone. I go, it's 7.09. What are we still doing on there? Did we not give away the Wabba Grill thing? Is that why we stayed on late?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm out of here.
Well, it's to make up for us bailing out early last week. This is why we're on late this week.
Well, that's because George almost got killed by a freaking... George almost got killed by an umbrella.
Almost.
That video was actually pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty... Like, looking back at it, it's just like, oh, wow, that was super dangerous. That was crazy. Crazy windstorm. Any damage down there, George, since you live near there?
No, there was no damage.
Well, I saw there was a lot of people complaining that they had, like, besides extensive yard cleanup, some people had stuff, like, falling on cars and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, stuff can fall. You know, I guess branches and stuff. Like, it is what it is. There's when you have that kind of sustained winds for, you know, whatever. But, Cappy.
Yo.
Real quick.
Talk to me.
We've been talking a lot about Caleb. Okay, and there's these two pieces of sound that we have from Caleb. One is the Bears general manager, Ryan Poles.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked about what makes him special.
Okay.
And then the other one is a cool story from Caleb's dad about his commitment to football. Which one do you want to hear from first?
I think I want to hear from Caleb's dad. You know, I'm a sucker for stories like these.
You're going to love this. Okay. So I'm going to let Caleb's dad take it away. I don't know specifically where this sound came from, but it was some sort of like video podcast, it looks like. So I apologize. I'm not being able to credit the right person, but it is a cute little story. Go ahead.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh.
That's a cute story, right?
That is super cute. It goes back to my tech problems. You know, I would have that same issue, like where the phone is connected to the computer, yeah, and he doesn't know that I'm spying on him, but I didn't do it intentionally, but I get to see what's going on anyway. That's a very cute story from Caleb Williams' dad. I like that. I would love to talk to you, young lady, 13 years old, 7th grade. Sorry, girl. I got to get up early to train tomorrow morning.
Got train, girl.
Sorry, yeah. Girl.
Yeah. Sorry, girl. I got to train.
Yeah. And then Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears, was asked on, I want to say it was the Pat McAfee show. Or no, this is the NFL Radio on Sirius. Sorry. NFL Radio on Sirius about what made him so special. What kind of qualities that made him special when they were in the evaluation process. And here's what Ryan Poles said.
Tell me.
Your standpoint, from the Bears' standpoint, what separated Caleb Williams from those other top quarterbacks?
Yeah, we just thought the playmaking part separated him. And it really goes into a couple of things. The ability, the pocket awareness, the ability to manipulate the depth and the width of the pocket, I thought was special. Facial awareness, being able to see the entire field, thought was special. And then the accuracy in the intermediate and down the field. With all of those tools, it gets you really excited. Obviously, there's going to be some adjustments to the pro game that he's going to have to pick up. But on top of that, the work ethic and all the intangibles are there as well. So we feel confident that he's going to be able to reach his ceiling, which should help us get to the next level here.
I mean, this guy, Ryan Poles, you know, there have been a lot of terrible Bears GMs. He's done a pretty good job so far. Now, Caleb hasn't played a game yet, but he's set up as well as any as almost any rookie I've seen in a long, long time at that position. If you look at their kind of their triplets, right, of Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze, I mean, there's a lot of good duos in the NFL, Cappy, but as far as like three, even if you include the tight end, I don't think you can name more than five that are better than the ones the Bears have on paper right now.
Love to do that exercise. Really would.
In regards to the skill position guys that he's going to be playing with.
Yeah, no, I'd love to do that. I'd love to actually go through that and say, okay, let's try and compare. What is Caleb Williams walking into? What does he actually have? You know, they got the rookie that you just mentioned from Washington. Odunze, is that how you pronounce his last
Rome
name?
Rome Odunze, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, they got Keenan Allen. Which was a really big offseason acquisition. So, I mean, they've got some real talent there at the wide receiver positions, which, by the way, Justin Fields did not have that advantage. And I said this to you from the beginning of the draft, George. When you're the number one pick, you're usually really bad. You're usually going to be in the same situation that Carolina was in last year. That is not the situation that the Bears are in, because they actually were a 7-10 team. And when you're 7-10... and you get better at the quarterback position, which we don't know if they did, because Caleb's only going to be a first-year player. Yeah. But if they did, they're all of a sudden a 9-win team, maybe a 10-win team.
Yeah, I mean, think about it this way. Like, the Niners, right? Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle, right, would probably be one that's better than them, than their triplets right now.
But those are two receivers and a tight end, not the three receivers, your point is.
Tight end is fine. Tight end is fine. I mean, tight ends are basically receivers now. Philly has a combination like that with two receivers in Brown and Devontae Smith and Goddard. Minnesota's is good too, right? Justin Jefferson, Addison, and Hockenson. You know, Houston's is good too. So, like, you know, they've got three guys that can ball out, you know, and Nico Collins. They've got Tank Dell, and who'd they just get from the Bills? They got
Gabe Davis.
Stephon Diggs, right? Oh, yeah. So there's what I'm saying is there's not. I mean, does Miami include that now with Odell? You know what I mean? Like, again, not a lot of trios in the passing game that are as good as what Caleb is walking into.
Well, I think your point is well made though, which is that Chicago's general manager has never been considered like one of the great architects of rosters. And
right, but this guy just got there a couple years ago, and he's done a nice job
But what he's done in the certain moves that he's been able to make and the trades he's made and the acquisitions and the draft choices that he's gotten, all of a sudden, Chicago, on paper, looks to be a team that in the next 5 years could be really interesting, which is just one last thing on this, which is, you know, Lindsay and I were talking before the show, and she said, you know, how much do you think you're going to pay attention to Caleb Williams now? And I'm like, you know, I think George and I are both super interested in seeing how this all plays out.
Yes,
you know,
agreed.
You know, it's not like he's a four-year USC Trojan and everybody got to know him really well. I mean, he was a two-year hired gun, and he won a Heisman Trophy, and we saw the highs of year one. We saw the lows of year two. We saw him become the number one draft choice. Like, I think he may not be to USC what other USC greats were, you know, but he is an interesting character. And by the way, in this era,
2 years at quarterback is probably what you're going to get, because most guys are going to jump early anyway. So you're probably not going to get very many guys more than 2 years anyway.
And if they don't jump to the NFL, they're jumping from school to school. Yeah.
Right. So, Cappy, it sounds like you need to go again. So can you tell us about Coors before you have to run real quick?
I can, yes. I got to get back to the daughter and the accident and whatever else is going on. Hey, look, here in California, I say it all the time, we are about choosing chill. And that could be on a variety of different topics. You know, you could be chill just rooting for your favorite teams. You could be chill going for a nice walk or a stroll on the beach. You could be super chill by checking out all of the incredible scenery that we have here in California. No one is more chill than us. And the one thing that kind of ties it all together is enjoying all that California has to offer with great friends and icy cold Coors Light. And you can pick up your Coors Light today, or even easier, you can have it delivered to your door. So do this. Go to this website, cachoosechill.com, cachoosechill.com to learn more. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And when drinking that icy cold Coors Light, celebrate responsibly.
It's okay, Christopher. Much like now when I see Coach Vogel, I see him, you know, I mean, Coach Ham will be on another team at some point. And when I see Coach Vogel, he brings it in, Cappy, every time, Frank. And he's always like, how's the South Bay? And I'm like, it misses you, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, you know? So, those relationships don't go away just because they're no longer the coach of the Lakers, you know?
Well, that's why you got to be nice to these guys, you know? So, I mean, it's like Charles Barkley said, hey, media, do your job. You know, stop acting like, you know, you're everybody's best friend. But, you know,
do your job.
You gotta create relationships. See, guys like me, we don't care. I don't care. Because I don't ever have to work around these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will never, ever, ever be in a situation where they're like, hey, we need you to go interview Frank Vogel. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to go well. And they go, why not? I go, oh, man, you don't understand the things I said about this guy on the radio. He'll never have me do it. He won't,
although
he won't even
Frank,
do it.
Although Frank did listen to the show.
Like, oh, I know.
He did listen to the show. Coach Ham did not listen to sports radio, but Frank did listen to the show. He loves sports radio. And like I told you a couple years ago, he would like randomly ask me about, like, we were talking about French fries one day. He like asked me when he was coaching the Lakers, like, so what ended up being the best French fry? Like, he straight up asked me just like that. And I started laughing. So, yeah, I mean, listen, everybody's got, you know, different relationships with these guys. But, you know, look, the NBA family is a small family, Cappy. And I'm sure Coach Hamon will pop up somewhere. In the meantime, he's gonna I'm sad for him, you know. I wish it would have worked out better, but you know, he's got, you know, a nice bag of cash to fall back on.
Right, exactly. Don't cry for Darvin Ham. I mean, yeah, Darvin Ham's gonna walk out. I don't remember what his contract was, like, in
I think
terms
it's five
of,
per year.
But how many years did he sign for?
I don't
for?
Remember.
Whatever it was, 3 or 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So let's just assume that
he's signed
got
at least another year. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, if Darvin Ham, well, not if, but Darvin Ham being fired today by the Lakers, if he has one more year on his contract at $5 million, he's getting that $5 million. Now, I don't know if it's just the same way in the NBA as it is in the NFL, George. If you're a coach in the NFL and you get fired and they owe you $5 million and you go get a job with another team and the other team is going to pay you $3 million.
There's an offset, yeah.
The team that you got fired by owes you $2 million.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so.
And the same thing if you do an assistant thing.
Right. So, believe me, Darvin Ham didn't just lose his job because, you know, he was a waiter in a restaurant and you complained to the owner that the service sucks and that they fired this person and this person doesn't know where they're going to get their next.
Don't be that person, by the way.
That Darvin Ham, don't cry for Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham is walking out a very, very, very rich guy. Richer today and richer a year from now than he was 3 years ago. So, don't cry for Darvin Ham. And, you know, the one thing about these coaches, George, that I've always found is that when they get fired and they move on to their next job, they get over it pretty quickly because it just, that is the nature of their biz.
Yeah.
And I know earlier today when we were playing Game of Games, Bergman had this this game today. Coaches who were either with their team for more or less than 2 years, like Darvin Ham was only here for 2 years. Mm-hmm. One of the names they brought up in Game of Games was Cam Cameron. And the the question was he with the Miami Dolphins as head coach for more than 2 years or less than 2 years?
Yeah, it was less.
And it was less than 2 years. It was only a year.
The one year, 1 in 15, yeah.
And I'm sure I told you
your
this.
Your guy, Cappy, Cam Cameron.
He called you out.
He called you.
Cam Cameron's driving to work one day.
When he was the Chargers OC.
He was the offensive coordinator of the San Diego Chargers. He was working for Marty Schottenheimer's staff. I'm on the radio down in San Diego.
Killing him.
And I am just like, let me tell you guys something. There's one guy who should be fired. One guy who should be fired. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you who that is next, right? So now
that's a great tease, Cappy. How come you don't do those teases here?
Well, because I follow your lead. I do the 5-minute tease.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
5-minute tease.
The 3-minute tease?
Not even.
Okay. But anyway. So I go to the commercial break. I go, one guy should be fired. One guy. I'll tell you who that is coming right back. So we go to the break, right? This guy, Cam Cameron's in his car. He is in his car and he's now sitting through the commercial break.
He wants to hear who it is.
Who's he gonna say? It better not be me. That little mother effer, it better not be me.
Well, he would never say that. He's a very religious man.
Super Christian guy, like ultra Christian, you know? And so we come back from break, and thankfully, George, I remembered to actually pay off the tees.
Well, that also is one of your bigger issues. You rarely actually pay off the tees.
I think us as a show, a whole.
Oh, no, I'm usually the one trying to get us back to paying off the tees. It's just usually Cappy goes on his Cappy tangents.
Right, so now I come back from the break.
Tangents.
I come back from the break, and I go, let me tell you who that one guy is.
Oh.
And he's driving. And I say, the one guy that should be fired.
Now, is his name Cameron Cameron?
No. No, it's not.
Because, you know, Cameron's usually short for Cameron. So that's why.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's like a nickname. Everybody calls him Cam Cameron.
Or is his name like actually Cam?
Real name. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would be weird if your name was Cameron Cameron.
So now I say, on the air, I go, this guy should be fired. He's terrible. He's an awful coordinator. His play calling sucks. Run, run, pass. Run, run, pass. Run,
oh,
run.
Wait, hold on. Lindsay's got an update.
His real name is Malcolm.
Huh.
Malcolm Cameron.
Don't know how they got Cam out of that, but anyway.
So I go ahead and I say that he should be fired, right? So this is probably, if I had to take a guess, let's just say this is 2005, 2006. Yeah. I don't know what year it is. So now I'm doing a game. I'm calling a game for Westwood One, and it's the Steelers and the Ravens. And it's a Sunday
and
night
football
game.
And he's the OC there now, right, after he's gotten fired in with the Dolphins.
Right. He's the offensive coordinator of the Ravens. So I'm standing there before the game. Joe Flacco is warming up, and I'm standing there talking to Flacco, and here comes Cam Cameron. I say, hey, Coach, how are you? Great to see you, man. He goes, hey, how you doing, man? Good to see you. How's it going? Good. How are you? Good. He goes like this to me. He goes, hey, next time I see you, remind me to tell you a crazy story about what you said about me on the radio and what it did for my life. And he left me with a tease, George.
Oh, wow.
And I swear to you, I was like, I'm going to call him. I got to call him. I got to know what he was talking about. The next time
I saw him. How bad did you feel when he told you the story?
Well, so then what happened is I didn't see him again for like another season. The next season I see him, I go, Coach, listen, I hope you don't mind, but I need to spend a couple of minutes with you. When we were in Baltimore last year, you told me that you had to tell me this story. And he winds up telling me the story that not only did he hear me say that he should be fired, His kids heard me say it. His wife heard me say it. When he got home from work that night.
You know what? Chris is right. You're a bad guy.
Bad guy. Bad guy.
That's really sad.
Right. But you don't understand. He said to me, he said, as bad as it was to hear somebody on the radio advocate for me to be fired, he goes, what I told my family was, hey, look, my job is to coach the team. And if we're winning, everybody's going to say how great I am. And if we're losing, everybody's going to say how terrible I am. And that's just the reality. And in his job, is to say outrageous stuff so that he can get people to listen and rating. And he goes, and I promise you, this is him talking. He goes, it brought me and my family closer together than we ever, ever were. He goes, so while it hurts so bad to hear you say that I should be fired, he goes, the benefit of it was that we all got closer as a family. He goes, so actually, thanks for saying that.
And how, how bad did you feel?
I felt bad until he told me how great of a result it turned out.
No, he said that because he's a nice guy. But you didn't feel bad that you'd said that in front of his wife and kids when you after
I mean, yeah, I kind of felt bad. I did feel bad. But he should have been fired. He was terrible.
He was not terrible as an OC, was he?
Well, let me ask everybody a quick question here. Just go around the room. George, did Darvin Ham deserve to be fired, or did the Lakers just scapegoat him?
I think that two things can be true at once.
Oh, jeez.
I think that Darvin Ham got scapegoated. Because it's easier to fire the coach than the whole front office and the players, right? And get rid of all the players. But there were things that Darvin Ham was not ready for as a head coach.
Okay, Lindsay, should he have been fired? Like, did they scapegoat him or did he deserve to be fired?
I think he deserved to be fired because at one point the players clearly, like, lost, I don't know if you want to say respect, but he lost the locker room. You know, they say that's a cliche, but I feel like he did lose the locker room. They weren't really playing for him. It just wasn't a good fit.
Okay, so Lindsay's a pro fire. George is he was over his head, but scapegoated.
Well, he was always in over his head.
Big D, was he scapegoated or did Darvin Ham deserve to be fired?
He was scapegoated. Put the blame all on Darvin, man. Coaches take a lot of heat for the players, so I truly believe that they did him wrong.
They did him wrong. Dirty. They did him dirty. Wow.
Well, Cappy, your face looks a little dirty with that goatee. I know you can't get rid of it, but
I'm trying to get rid of it, man. I want to get rid of it. As soon as I can get rid of this red eye underneath, like I'm telling you, right? And you know what I'm thinking about? Like I look at it in the mirror and I'm like, does everybody see this or is it just me? Is anybody focusing in on it like I am, or is it just me?
If it's infected, do you have antibiotics?
Yeah, right here.
Oh.
Yeah. Right here.
Okay.
I got your antibiotics right over here.
Well, then you should be fine. Lindsay,
are you nervous
I'm
right
myself
now?
Right
watching
now.
Your team.
I am.
Yeah. They're
Did
down.
You just say you peed yourself?
Yep, I peed myself.
They're down 5 with 1:45 to go. The Orlando Magic are about to could potentially
hey,
tie
DeAndre,
this series.
Hey, cut that
three.
Out.
I didn't know this song existed.
Cleveland, this is for you.
We'll find out. But anyway, real quick, let's take a break. Big deal or no deal? We'll find out if Lindsay also soiled herself some more. Hey, guys, it's Sedano. Right now, there's a huge opportunity to take your game to the next level with Higher LAX. Okay, Higher LAX is a free 8-week training program that upon completion will introduce you to contractors and unions that are ready to hire. So if you're looking for work, this is great, man. Helping you make a lasting impact not only on your career, but for generations to come. Classes are held at Los Angeles Southwest College, and the program starts Saturday, May 18th. So check out Higher LAX online and open the door to your future today. All right. Thank you, Christopher. Lindsay's team, trailing by 5, 105 to go, 98-93, fourth quarter. Cleveland leading 3-2 in this series against Orlando. Orlando trying to hold home court. Donovan Mitchell has 47 points. The rest of the Cavs.
On one leg. Oh, come on.
Yeah, he threw it away on that one, though.
God bless it. I can't.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell has 47. The rest of the team has 46. That's not good.
Did you wet yourself again?
No, but I'm going. It's over now.
Herself.
It's over now.
Wait, she soiled herself? I thought she said she wet her pants.
I mean, that's also soiling.
Oh, man. Oh, oh. Come on. You need to get those rebounds.
Let's just let Lindsay do the.
Wow.
Do, like, be Lindsay for a second here. Let's just do this for a second. Oh, foul there on Banchero.
It's over. They're
line.
Done.
Yeah.
Dunzo.
If he hits both, it's over.
You guys suck.
You guys suck.
They don't have Jared Allen. I don't even know what happened to Jared Allen. Just stop
hurt.
It.
What happened to Jared Allen?
Cleveland! This is for you!
I think he went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
No, different Jared Allen.
Oh, my B.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice that they had Disney on their jerseys.
Yeah, there you are.
Okay, turn it off. Turn it off.
Okay, gosh.
Geez. What's the story? I can't watch it from where I am.
Banchero hit the first free throw. He's about to hit the second one.
I'm not kidding. Turn it off.
It's going to be a 7-point game. It's a 6-point game with 27.6 seconds to go, which is not over yet.
It's over.
It's not
George.
Over. I've seen. Listen, I just saw Philly come back down 6 with 25
right.
seconds to
right.
go the other night. So that's not over yet.
Now it's over.
Look at DeAndre, too. Big D's like looking for the remote control. He's like petrified. He's like, I better turn it off. She's saying
turn it off.
It's
fine. If he hits a 3, they're fine still. They're still in the game.
Oh my God. What a shot.
See? I told you. Donovan Mitchell from way downtown from 30 feet.
It's a
4-point game. Now they got a foul.
Stepping up
and
big time.
And they did. They fouled Jalen Suggs. So there you go.
Stepping up
See?
Big time.
It's not over yet.
Injured
See,
knee.
This is the Cleveland
injury.
Where
right,
you automatically.
Right.
Well, you know what she does? She
what?
Turns games off. She gets so nervous, she turns
and then they
games
turn them
off.
Turn right back on.
Yeah. But it's the Cleveland in her. She said like 6 times already they're going to lose, that the game's over. And like, it's like, yo, let it play out.
Because I am trying to minimize my expectations so I'm not as disappointed when they lose.
How about how scared DeAndre got when she told him, turn it off. Turn it off.
Hey, yeah. Donovan Mitchell, by the way, 50 now.
Oh,
18 in the fourth. See, I told you.
You want to know what my dad, like my dad, when the Cavs won the championship, it was away. So they filled the arena for like a watch party. And we watched the game on the Jumbotron at the arena in Cleveland. My dad couldn't even show up to the watch party, because he said he was too nervous and his heart couldn't take it.
Is he on any kind of like blood pressure medication?
I don't think so. He's pretty healthy for a 71-year-old dad.
Does he check his blood pressure every day?
I mean, I know he always updates me on his health, you know.
So Suggs made the second one. It's a 5-point game, 17.6 seconds to go. Cleveland calls timeout. JB Bickerstaff wants to talk it over with his team.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to do one really quick here because.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
we got a commercial. So
yeah,
got
I know.
Time.
We got to get back before the commercial. Okay. Calm down. All right, so Tiffany Haddish revealed to the Los Angeles Times that she sometimes investigates the trolls that spam her social media accounts with hateful comments, and she finds a way to reach out to them directly. She told the LA Times that she created a fake Instagram account under the alter ego Sarah in order to combat the online hate that she was receiving and to destroy the trolls by gathering details from their personal life.
Nice.
She said, quote, I've learned how to find people's information. Like, I pull up their credit report, police records.
Damn!
You can do that all for $1.99. Sometimes I get so mad that I'll get their phone number and I'll just call them. That is a direct quote.
And who said this? Who's the person?
Tiffany Haddish, the comedian actress.
Oh, okay.
So I will say this. Back in the day when I was way more active on Twitter and liked to fight with people years ago, I would look at their...
Which you still do from time to time.
Yeah, in the circle of trust, though. Like, that's... I don't really fight with people on my regular timeline, but, like, that's part of the charm of being in the circle of trust.
How about when you told that guy the other day to kiss your coolio?
But that was in the circle of trust. So, there you go. So, anyway... I used to look up like their bios on Twitter, and like I would find something funny there and like make a comment about it. And yeah, I mean, but that seems excessive, like paying money to go get their credit
report.
Only
$1.99.
But I would do that's still absurd.
Right.
But I would do the same thing you would do, George. I'd like look up somebody's bio and be like, "Who is this person that's just saying
terrible
things?"
No, I always loved it, like
me.
When the people would like say like really really mean things, and then in their bio it'd be like lover of God.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well,
right.
I mean, jeez,
right.
God told you to do this. You know?
Right. Proud father of three
right.
girls.
Dog
and then I would come back and I'd be like, wow, I bet your daughters are super proud of this tweet.
All right, here we go. Cleveland to inbound, 17.7 seconds to go. Marcus Morris Sr. to inbound.
What's the score?
They're down five. Inbound to Mitchell at the logo. Mitchell
fouled.
Crawls up Wagner.
He
gets
fouled.
To the basket. Throws it up.
Oh
no
God,
foul. Rebound bat
doing?
Around to Mobley. Mobley
suck.
Goes up. Misses the rebound. And Orlando gets the board. This is over now. 8.1 seconds to go.
Lindsay, you are a terrible color commentator. You're stepping all over the play-by-play, man.
I mean,
not
Mitchell
a color
got...
commentator, okay? I'm just a stupid fan.
No, Mitchell
a
did not get fouled
fan.
There. Mitchell definitely didn't get fouled
fan.
There.
Yeah.
I mean, you're stepping all over the play-by-play guy.
Should have turned it off.
Yeah, that's it. 8.1 seconds.
Okay, now we can turn it off. Get it out of here. I'm not going
to. No, you can leave it on. You know they're losing.
I can't watch. I don't want to watch the end and watch them celebrate and get all excited.
I mean, they're going to Cleveland. They're going to play on Sunday. Game 7. The two best words in sports.
Not.
In your house.
Not this team. Especially now that Donovan Mitchell's. He probably got a shot of Toradol like they gave me when I went to the ER for my kidney stones. And he's just gutting it out to the end of the game. And now he's going to be out for the next game. They're not going to be able to have Jared Allen or Donovan Mitchell. And so then they're really screwed.
Wait a second. You took a shot of Toradol?
That's what they gave me for my kidney stone.
And you didn't come to work, but he scored 50 points on Toradol?
You're right. You're right. And that's why I am just a stupid fan. And he is an NBA All-Star.
You took 4 days off of Toradol. This guy's playing on one leg on Toradol and scored 50 points.
To be fair, I didn't get the Toradol until the second day.
Okay,
the first
all right,
day
so
I
you
didn't
only,
know what was going
okay,
on.
Okay, so you only missed 3
and
days.
And it only...
It is a final!
It only lasted for like 12 hours.
The Orlando Magic have tied the series at 3 with a 103-96 victory against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hey, they got that flag that says play the song. Is that your song, DeAndre? Is that what they play when
that
they...
Orlando Magic.
Is that
I didn't
is that
know
really?
They had that song.
I didn't either.
Me neither. It's new to me.
I never knew that.
Oh, DeAndre, I can't wait to troll you when Dallas wins and you lose our bet.
Oh, they're playing the Clippers tonight. I think the Clippers, again, plus 8.5. All right. One more question, Linz, for Big Deal or No Deal. Sorry.
That's all I got.
Oh, sorry.
That's it. Tiffany Haddish, that's all I got.
Yeah. All right. Big Deal or No Deal is over. Cappy, Dealer's Choice is up next. Final segment of the week coming up in just a moment. Stick around. 710 ESPN. Cappy.
You.
We got breaking news for your gutty little Padres.
I see they're making a trade with Miami.
Yeah, hold
huh?
on. Let's play the breaking news sounder here. Don't we have our own old school ABC news? There it is, right there. According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, the San Diego gutty little Padres are nearing a deal to acquire second baseman Luis Arraez from the Miami Marlins in a package of three prospects and a relief pitcher. The trade is in medical review, but we expect it to be finalized soon. Arraez, Cappy, I don't know if you know this, was last year's batting champion in the National League.
Well, they need a bat. I mean, for a team that's got Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, and Xander Bogaerts, and between the three of them, they make $100 million. They don't seem to be doing a lot of hitting.
Yeah, he's not a power hitter, but he had the best average in baseball last year. He had a stretch where he hit 400, I want to say, for like the first couple months of the season.
But there's something weird, though. Like, he's a second baseman,
yeah,
right?
Right, and they have a glutton, I feel, of infielders.
Well, they have everybody on that team's a shortstop. Manny Machado's a shortstop. He plays third.
Right.
Xander Bogaerts is a shortstop. He plays second.
Yes.
Fernando Tatis is a shortstop. He plays right.
Right.
Jackson Merrill's a shortstop. He plays center.
Right.
I mean, and every guy on that team is a shortstop.
The second baseman is also a shortstop, too, isn't he?
Well, that's Xander Bogaerts. So,
No. Right. No, and then the actual shortstop was a second baseman previously.
Right. Ha-Seong Kim.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's
it's a lot of infielders.
Well, what it makes me think is, and I wonder, you know, I don't think they could find anybody to do it, but if I could fix that team, the guy I'd like to get rid of would be Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, you know, you paid him a lot of money.
You paid him $28 million a year to come play shortstop, and then you move him to second base in year two, and he's not been very good at all. And his batting average this year, I mean, I think in the last maybe 2 weeks he started to pick it up, get closer to 300, but I mean, he was really bad. I think he's only got like 2 home runs so far in the season. Just not what he was expected to be. So, I mean, guy's a 2-time World Series champion with Boston, and they paid him all that money, and now they moved him position-wise.
It's been a disaster.
It has been.
Hey, do you guys ever hear that riding a roller coaster can help dislodge kidney stones?
No, I did not. No.
Because somebody tweeted that at me, and I was talking to my dad last night because he's had kidney stones too. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even tell my dad that somebody tweeted that at me, and my dad was like, you know, my doctor actually said, try going to Cedar Point, go on a roller coaster, and that might help. And he was dead serious. And I was like, no way.
Well, why don't you, rather than go to Cedar Point, because then you got to get on an airplane.
How about you drink more water?
I've drank so much water the past couple days. I feel like I'm going to
No, I know, but like in general, like by a general rule of thumb.
Oh, I do drink a lot of water. It's because of a medication I've been on for a couple of years. It's like, it's one of like the side effects is kidney stones.
But Sandusky, Ohio versus like driving north to Santa Margarita would be like a lot easier.
Well, I was going to say Disney. Yeah. I could go on like, what is it, the Seven Dwarves Mine Ride?
Oh, yeah, California Adventure, right.
Well, that's fine. But I mean, listen, you can go to, you know, Six Flags.
Well, she can get in there for free, though, is what
That is true.
I need like more rickety ride, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, a rickety ride.
Yeah, because my dad also said they put you in like an ultrasonic thing and it like, so you like, it pulverizes it. Like it's like a bathtub, he said, and it's like it shakes you.
Okay.
So maybe the roller coaster would do the same thing.
Anybody else have any homemade remedies for how Lindsay could pass a
kidney
stone?
Stones?
I think people were like kind of messing with me because a few people said beer, and I'm like, no, I don't think that's a thing.
No, I think it is.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, beer will definitely alcohol is a diuretic. It's a diuretic. It will make you go to the bathroom and pee a lot.
I don't want. Yeah, I mean.
Well, so will watching the Cavaliers.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
The Cavaliers have caused me kidney stones.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Right, so Cappy, can I get in?
Yes, a dealer's choice real quick. Just want to let people know. Big weekend for the Dodgers playing the Braves. A measuring stick weekend, Cappy, as two of the best teams in baseball facing off against each other.
No doubt. You got the first place team from the East against the first place team from the West, and this is what could be, theoretically, this is what you'd, in football, you'd
NLCS.
Say, this is an NFC championship preview. You know, this is a National League championship preview right here between these two teams.
Dealer's choice, Cappy. Let it rip.
All right, dealer's choice. We never got to this story today, so I'm going to talk about a story that I think we should have talked about at some point. We just got all caught up today in Darvin Ham. Patrick Beverley is such an a-hole. Seriously. Mm-hmm. There, like Stephen A. Smith said earlier today, there's nothing. And listen, like Stephen A. Smith said, here goes. I know this brother. I love this brother. But there is nothing I can say to defend what he did. I don't want to hear that the crowd was mean. Okay, so you throw a ball and you try and hit somebody in the crowd, and then you don't actually hit the guy you were shooting at. You hit the lady next to him. I don't care. Male or female doesn't matter to me. You should never be throwing a ball at a fan because he said something. You don't like what he said? You think it's offensive? You think that he should be kicked out of the game? Security, let's go. Get him out of here. You're going to throw the ball at the guy? And then the idiot guy in the stands, he's like, oh, hey, here's your ball back. I'd have kept that ball. But
then he threw it back at him again.
Then he throws it back at him again. Moron. Okay, and then when the game is over, to be in the locker room and
and to do that to Melinda Adams, who's like, and I say this as someone who knows her a little bit, literally one of the best people to work with here at ESPN. She's a producer behind the scenes and was doing locker room stuff. She is like easily one of like the nicest people you will ever come across. And even in that video, you could see how nice she was being, even though he was not being nice at all.
Right. All right. Look, I don't know Melinda Adams. I've never met Melinda Adams, and chances are I'll never meet Melinda Adams. So I don't really know if she's the best person on the planet or not. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that, you know what? Human being to human being, we all deserve respect. If somebody goes into that locker room and they are credentialized by your public relations department to be in that locker room.
Credentialized?
That's right.
Okay, just making sure.
Is that not a word?
I think it's just credentialed, but yeah.
No, I think credentialized works, I think, actually.
I mean, it might be. I don't know. You can just roll with it, bro.
Usually people say credentialed, but go ahead.
Okay. Roll with it, Cappy.
Thank you. If you are credentialized to be in that locker room, and by the way, if you're holding an ESPN microphone, hey, bro. Weren't you on ESPN last year kind of like auditioning so that when your career is over, you can be a commentator because you got strong opinions and you're willing to say anything that you want to? Let me tell you something. If I were ESPN, and I know all of the big executives are listening, I would say right now he's banned for life. Never, ever, ever. He's not a guest on any show. He's not eligible to host any show. We will in fact, not only will we never allow the guy anywhere near an ESPN show, never, ever, ever put his face on TV, never interview him after a game, ignore him.
Blackball him.
And I don't care if it was a female reporter or producer that was trying to get get his comment, or if it was a male producer. And I know the way people are, they're like, oh, he did that to a female. It doesn't matter. He should never do that to anybody. You don't throw a ball at a fan and you don't insult somebody. Oh, do you follow my podcast? No, I'm sorry, I don't. I mean, I got a million other podcasts that I'm subscribed to. Sorry, I'm not following yours. Oh, then you can't interview me. I will physically move your microphone. What a jerk this guy is. Patrick Beverly, please.
Rack him.
By the way, Melinda Adams tweeted out earlier this morning that she wanted to thank everyone for the kind words and support. She was humbled. But Pat Bev did call her and apologized. She says, I appreciate it and I accept it. The Bucks also reached out to apologize. I've been in the news for over 40 years, in the news business for 40 years, and kindness and grace always wins.
Yeah, but you know what, man? I'm telling you, if I were ESPN, I would never let this guy ever be a guest on a show.
I think they did say they were banning him.
Good. I would never interview him after a game. He could score 100 points in a game. I'd still ignore him.
Yeah, he's not scoring 100.
Yeah, he's not even worth mentioning anymore, really.
Seriously.
He
should honestly, and calling her and apologizing to her, that's nice, but is it really sincere, or is it just like, hey, I have to do this because I really made an ass of myself last night and everybody's trying to cancel me? What a jerk.
I feel like there's no coming back from that one.
Well, it was both, right? It's the combination, yes, exactly, of the two in the same, like, in a very short amount of time. You know what I mean?
Really, really bad day for him.
Yeah. All right, we're done here. Cappy, I know it's going to be 8 o'clock over there. But
been on the air an extra hour tonight.
I know. You're putting in extra work, Cappy. We appreciate you putting in the hard work, all right?
You got it, man.
Great job, DeAndre and Lindsay. Great job, Circle, Christopher. Cappy, go enjoy your daughter's graduation at Boise State. See, I said it right. Boise, yep, State University. Have fun this weekend. And we will talk to you next week. See you.